With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. The shutdown has ended. Alan, what was it all for?
Well, you know, I do think that there's a group of people within the Republican ranks, the Tea Party types, who really decided that they could get their way. And you had a president who stood up to them. He didn't do it to yelling and screaming. He just looked them in the eye and said, you're not going to have your way. The American people clearly sided with the president. They may not have sided with him on what they were calling Obamacare, but they did not like this bullying that they saw. And the Tea Party people particularly did themselves irreparable harm here. We know how this happened. It came about because the state legislatures in places like Texas and others had made safe Republican districts. And that meant anybody who was an office holder or wanted to be an office holder would face a primary. And the Congress folks said, well, not me. I want to keep my job. The puzzle here, of course, was John Boehner, because he kept seeming to tilt towards the Tea Party people. But in the end, he gave in. He gave in the same way that people like McCain in the Senate and others said, okay, we basically lost this one. So we've assembled ourselves into a circular firing squad, the Republicans have. We are facing defeat at the polls in the competitive Democratic-Republican districts. And then if we get out now, maybe people will forget in a year when the congressional elections come up. The Democrats, of course, are going to remind people of it. We can go through this again in January and February as these other deadlines come up. But in fact, I think this was so disastrous for them. And if they want people to forget, they're going to have to not pull the same stuff again.
Well, you had an interesting conversation with the state assembly minority leader, Republican Brian Kolb. He is from upstate New York, Ontario, Seneca County area, where there is a casino. You talked about casinos and the governor Cuomo's plans to put casinos in upstate. He wasn't supportive of it as an economic tool.
He makes a point, as others have, that in Atlantic City, for example, if you walk around outside the area, you're not going to be terribly impressed. If you see some of the existing casinos that we have in New York State that the tribes run, you're not going to see tremendous economic development, is his point. And then there's the moral point. There are people who just are opposed to them. He has a casino in his district. He doesn't seem that upset about the casino. I don't understand what the big difference is if you have card tables or if you don't have card tables, if you have a gambling establishment like casino. But in any case, this amendment, which is going to go before the people, is very contentious because it has been written in such a way that it encourages a yes vote. And a judge has just said, no, I'm not going to call off the election for this. And it does look like it will proceed with the language that has been written to encourage people to vote for it. So in the end, it's going to be a whole bunch of people who decide whether or not they buy the economic development argument, which is part of the governor's upstate strategy.